You're listening to the Life with Lori podcast. We have a debt epidemic in our society and struggle to live the life we actually want. Lori teaches us to use our past to pave our future. If you don't jump in the deep end, you're never going to find the gold. Lori talks with high-impact networkers, local and national celebrities, storytellers, and wealth management experts making a difference in lives wherever they go. Here's your host, Lori Stye.
Good afternoon. This is Lori Stye with Debt Free with Lori, and we are here today with Steve Lester from Fathom Realty and Master Networks, and super excited to talk a little bit today about building your business through networking and how to be more prevalent in the community. How are you today, Steve?
Lori, I am doing great. Thank you for the opportunity to spend some time with you today.
Oh, well, I'm really happy you're here and happy to get to know you, because let me tell you, Steve, this is the first time I met you in person, but I feel like you are an integral part of my life because we're friends on Facebook and you start my every morning. I can get up at 5:30 and there's Steve Lester with his Hello Texas sunrise.
Well, like I said, I'm glad to hear somebody's rewarding me for getting up at 5 in the morning and doing that. So thank you.
Absolutely. So, Steve, tell me a little bit about Master Networks, what you do, and how that's impacted your business.
Okay. 8 years ago, I was asked in the early stages, run a chapter, become a president. And I'm just one of those people that I'm all in. And so over 5.5 years, we grew to be the largest chapter in the country by far. We've been the most successful financially by far, and we've done things I don't think even they thought were possible. Yes, there were financial rewards, but the bigger thing was developing a family and a community and developing a relationship with tremendous business people that serve me and my real estate clients. I've got over 30 that I could directly use in case if I had a real estate client that needed a contractor.
That's amazing. So yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about me, Steve. I'm actually relatively new to Texas. So as a self-employed person, my entire life, when I move, which I've done a couple times, you have to find the like-minded people. I was lucky enough to walk into downtown McKinney and meet Savannah Dunn. She was the very first person I met at Master Networks.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, if you are not willing to be a part of this after, you know, spending a few minutes with that lady, then you're just crazy. But I've been really happy to be a member of Master Networks, and I'm super excited that Master Networks is allowing me to have a foundation for really great people to bring here to help the community, to build small businesses. I know you're residential realty.
Right.
But you are saying that through your history here and your long, you've been a realtor for quite some time.
Going on my ninth year,
that through Master Networks and through being a realtor, you also are supporting the small business community through vendors, through helping, you know, helping your new homeowners to get things done. So can you tell me a little bit about
that?
Yeah,
I'm a big believer in Master Network supporting the community, not only financially. We were the only chapter, to my knowledge, still that had a community service team, because I wanted people to get involved in the community. But so many of the vendors that I use, my members, are small business owners. They're not big companies. I think Master Networks appeals to those people. And so what we've been able to do is, I pointed out to people one day, if all 30 of those potential vendors could help my one real estate client, can you just imagine the amount of income that would be generated? And what's happened for me is, in that rare case that I don't have a member, I have this network, obviously, of other Master Networks chapters that I can reach out to. So I would tell you, in almost all cases these days, any work or any referrals that I do to a real estate client come from out of knowing a Master Networks member. You may not also be aware that Savannah actually cut her teeth in my chapter. So she learned from the best to start.
That's really good to know. Well, I'll tell you what, I believe wholeheartedly in networking. I think the very best advertising in the world is the support of your own community, like-minded people, coming together to overcome. I love just getting on into our meetings, and sometimes we're just overcoming problems and issues, maybe for one member, which is really awesome because we don't all have the answers. So right. Sometimes when we're in a struggle or we're up against a wall in our business, it's not just about the network. It's about having all those other minds out there to say, hey, wait a minute, here's an idea.
Right. Well, right? I think you'll find that a couple of things I share with people, especially my chapter, one is that business networking is a contact sport. But more importantly, there's a thought out there that if you're not networking, you're not working. And I think that's very true because you've got to get out there and grow. You've got to build that trust. And I think that's what Master Networks allows business owners to do is to build that trust with people because I know, Lori, I'm going to guarantee you're like me in the fact that if you give out a referral, it's your name on it.
That's right.
You're the one that person that you referred that person to is going to be calling you if it doesn't work out.
That's right.
So I feel very comfortable as I tell people I refer members and business people, and then I go to sleep and sleep very well. I don't worry about it because I know it's going to be taken care of.
I'm Suzanne Johns. And, you know, I am turning 65 this summer, and I decided that I'm not going to go out looking old and wrinkly anymore. So I found something that would help me be able to not do that, and that is Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare. It's 100% natural, pH level that is in harmony with your skin, and it acts as an antioxidant and a skin protectant. The best part, it's made in the USA, and it's manufactured in Fort Worth, so we're local. So I tell you what, if you'd like to feel good about yourself, you could talk to me today, or you could see your plastic surgeon tomorrow. I'm Suzanne Johns with Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and if you would like to have the results that I've seen, my number is 972-639-6396. And that's Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and the number is 972-639-6396.
Not only are we referring to help somebody, but we are also to help the person we're referring to, but by referring that person. And it does not reflect good on us when we haven't developed enough of a relationship with that person we're referring to know that they may not be the best fit.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So having knowledge is power.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about COVID, the pandemic, networking, businesses. I hear lots of different stories out there. I hear COVID has been the best thing to happen to my business. And I hear, oh my gosh, you know, I'm losing my business. And then you hear so much creativity, so mm-hmm. many people getting creative and figuring it out. I know here in Master Networks, the president of my chapter, AC Williams, great guy. He has pushed us to be creative and to find ways to utilize our network base. And there are people, I believe, at least I know of one or two in Master Networks, that may have ended up struggling more in this pandemic,
mm-hmm.
but they did not, because they had the support of people in Master Networks to help them to come up with better ideas, to help them create a different foundation
right.
or format
right.
or place to do their business. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, and I think what COVID has really done from my standpoint is it's really separated those that are transactional and those that are relational. Yes. Those that are relational will continue to prosper and they'll grow and they'll do fine. The ones that have been transactional only, they've had a hard time adjusting. You know, they just really have. But I think if you, and I won't speak for other chapters, but I know in our chapter, we're still meeting strictly by Zoom. Mm-hmm. And the reason being that even if you only have one or two members that could be at high risk, I think you have to look at I look at Master Networks like our chapter, I look at it as a family. Started as a family, I want a family culture, and I think you have to do what's best for the family. But the reality of it is COVID has actually made it much easier because all people don't have to get dressed up and dress. They don't have to drive. They just get in their pajamas and go sit in front of the computer and still have a meeting. But I've always said that people's trust is the ultimate compliment. But you don't build that trust by just attending a meeting every week. You build it by meeting with people and learning their story. And again, eventually that trust leads to you referring business. And you know, Zig Ziglar says, you know, help people get what they want and they help you get what you want. And I think that's the prevalent of what's going on with us. But again, it has to be, you have to come from a position of being relational, not transactional.
I so agree. And I also, you know, on that note and that subject of Zoom and COVID, I also know we also continue to meet via Zoom, but COVID is bad. It's, you know, it's scary for people. But my grandfather taught me when I was little that no matter how bad something is, if you choose to find the positive in it, it's
right?
There's a positive in everything. And one of the things that has been amazing about this whole thing in Master Networks is that as a result, and we call those face-to-faces, right?
When we do. and there's definitely a reason why.
Right. So we call those face-to-faces when we get together with another member of our chapter and we spend an hour, sometimes longer, depends. And we share with each other what it is we do in a little bit more depth, a little bit more understanding. We create that relationship, that sense of trust.
Right.
So as a result of COVID, even though I had worked from home prior to this and spent a lot of time anyway on Zoom, what has happened is that Master Networks is not just here in Plano. It's not just in DFW, but it's in all their states. It's in Chicago. It's in New York. And so I have been able to do face-to-faces with people outside of this area and expand my network a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I've done four this week with New York, Colorado, Waco, Texas, and Houston, Texas.
Gotcha. Hey, Steve, we're going to take a quick break. So this is Lori with Debt Free Life, and we'll be right back after these messages.
At WorkSuites, get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites. We really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of their home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need a part-time space. You'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through the transition in your business and get you up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
We're back. This is Lori with Debt Free Life with Lori, and we are back with Steve Lester, and we were just talking about networking. And Master Networks, who is, it's a phenomenal forum for small businesses to get together, to get to know each other, to create referral bases. And we were talking about face-to-faces, and you were just saying New York and
Colorado and Waco, Texas and Houston. Yeah, what's come out of all this is I'm one of only five members of Master Networks that are in the Master Networks Hall of Fame. I'm the only president. And what's happened is just that in itself has created over the years an interest by people across the country just to try to find out how we did what we did in West Plano. Because as I said, we've done things that Master Networks, quite frankly, didn't even perceive happening. But it all falls back to the people. You know, you have a great group of people. We grew with quality, not quantity. We ended up with both. But I believe a quality attracts quality. And so it's opened up some avenues for me to be able to talk with people all over the country. I actually did a presentation at an Allen chapter Friday. I'm doing one for North Dallas chapter tomorrow. And it's just, again, a way for me to get out in front of people just, you know, maybe make a connection that normally I wouldn't have had.
I agree with you. And with that in place, with this whole Zoom environment that people are getting so used to, I too have been able to do a lot more face-to-face a week because I have a lot more time.
Right.
I'm not driving and I'm getting to meet people. I had a face-to-face with somebody in New York last week and Chicago as well.
Was that New York? Was it AB?
No, it was Tracy and Paul. I'm going to butcher their name if I say
that's
it.
That's all right. That's all right.
Tracy and Paul.
All right.
And they actually, what was really, so here's the great thing. I personally have not stopped traveling as a result of COVID. I just can't sit still and I have things that I wanted to do. And so I've been able to do the same thing. I've been able to attend my meeting on Wednesday morning and I'm the secretary. So I've been able to attend my meeting on Wednesday morning so far this year from Nashville and Mexico and Seattle. And on top of that, I can have face-to-faces from no matter where I am.
Right, exactly.
I can sit and so Tracy and Paul last week were on vacation. They called me from their hotel room, and we're sitting there, and they're in their bathing suits. You said we can, doesn't matter what we're wearing, right? So they had their little bathing suits and their cover-ups, and they were getting ready to go for a swim and head out to the casino. But we can continue to conduct our business in this environment, no matter where we are, and we can do a lot more of it. So all these small businesses out there struggling right now, and even if the ones that are not currently open, my message would be this is not hopeless and that there's a place and there's people out there that are willing to help you and support you to survive this, to give you new ideas, to give you referrals. So maybe you're a business out there that has the same customer base and has for years.
Right.
Right. And now things have changed. Things have changed a lot. So as a member of Master Networks or coming to visit us at Master Networks, which you can do and see how we operate.
I'm actually going to be doing a presentation for your chapter coming up.
Oh, well, that's why you were with our fearless leader, AC, this morning.
That's exactly it.
I'm super excited.
Well, and I also think, too, one of the things you mentioning, which I think is very true, is the accessibility that people have to you and you have to others. I'm a huge believer in the acronym TOMA, Top of Mind Awareness. And I do believe that Zoom allows you to do more of that. As you said, if you were going to have to miss two or three meetings because of traveling, those are weeks that even if you have a sub, it's not the same as you being there.
That's
but
right.
For you to be able to continue to do the meetings again, I just think being in front of people every week, just like I'm in front of people every morning on Facebook, that is the real purpose of that, is just to be in front of people every day. Because you never know. As I always tell people, you never know when one morning when I wish somebody happy birthday, and one of their friends later doesn't say, "Hey, I'm thinking about selling my house. Do you know a realtor?" Well, it's funny you mentioned that. This morning, this guy wished me happy birthday. You never know.
Yes.
But there's that old saying, too, when it comes to networking, that your best ability is your availability.
Yes.
And so I think that's, again, what Zoom and some of this other stuff has allowed us to adapt to not let COVID be an obstacle, but actually be an opportunity.
So, yes, being creative in this environment is super important. And Master Networks has taken that to a whole new level.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. offbeatbusiness.com.
So here is, real quickly, Steve, if you're talking to however many small businesses are out there listening today, and some of them may be doing okay, some of them may got creative, some of them may be struggling. So what's your message to them in this environment and how potentially participating in Master Networks and being a part of that environment could enhance the quality of their business?
Well, speaking from my real estate business, 8 years, almost 9 years, I'm still 100% referral. It wasn't my business plan. It's just the way that it's worked out. Same situation here. If you have a group of people who know, trust, like you, and they refer you, it's going to make the time easier. If you're not having to go out there and spend money advertising and promoting your products, if you're blessed to have that core group of customers that will continue to refer you, it will help. It's not going to solve all the problems, but I do know that sometimes that businesses start panicking and they start trying to go out there and spend money and reach for possibilities when you've got this incredible customer base right here that you've served, that trust you and like you. And those are the people that I'm reaching out to. And just, if nothing else, just checking on them. Just want to see how you're doing. There's nothing wrong with just reaching out to people with the intention of just making sure they're okay. I think a lot of business owners would be shocked at how much value that those people would feel if you did that.
I do appreciate what you're saying, because as secretary, when COVID first hit, our group is brand new. We started in January.
Right.
Kicked it off the ground in January, first week of January, new year. And then COVID came. And of course, you know, we couldn't meet in person. And so that kind of threw people off their game for a while. You know, people weren't showing up. Our meetings were real small. And so, so not knowing what those people's situation was, because we couldn't see them each week or whatever, that's what I would do every week after the meeting. Mm-hmm. People didn't show up. I would just take a minute, send them a text, say, hey, we missed you today. How are you? Is your family okay? And I was fulfilled a lot by the responses I got.
Yeah.
You know, it was no longer about, you know, the business, so to speak, but the relationship, that trust you were talking about was being created because somebody cared. And I have found that exceptionally in Master Networks and from everybody there. And it doesn't matter what your need is as a business. If you are a member of Master Networks, it's going to be covered.
Yeah. And the reality is, you're not the only one that's going through. Somebody else that you know is dealing with the same issues.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just great for people. Like, I used to do a mastermind group with some of my, and basically the whole purpose of the meeting was simply share our successes, our failures, and our challenges. Because the reality is, somebody else out there is dealing with the same thing.
That's true. So I'm going to just go back a little bit here. You were talking about cost. Cost of advertising is hugely expensive, right?
You're right.
And Master Networks is very inexpensive solution to that, to have access to so many referral bases.
Right.
And that's, you know, one of the things that when I talked about, you know, being debt-free and working with businesses, mm-hmm. it's how to utilize all those monies that they're saving, that they can potentially create their own bank,
so to speak,
so that they can be financially soluble,
right,
and be able to take care of themselves in any up and down and be able to grow their business. So advertising, while it's good, there is absolutely no better way to build your business than on trusted relationships and a network.
Yeah, because the reality of it is, people don't buy from you or your services because of you.
That's true.
They're buying from the person. They're not buying the product. They're buying because of you.
And that's what makes you such a successful real estate agent.
I hope so.
That's because we all love you, Steve.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll sleep better tonight now.
Oh, well, I'm really grateful. And please do not stop waking me up in the morning with a Texas Sunrise.
No, because we're talking about cost. And if I can do LinkedIn for free and Facebook for free, I'm all in.
There you
go. All about saving money.
Well, I think we're about out of time today. And Steve, I really, really appreciate you coming out today. I know it was actually pretty short notice, so your time was really appreciated. I think we covered a really important topic today about helping businesses in this COVID environment find a home where they can build and survive. So, Steve Lester, Fathom Realty, this is Lori with Debt-Free Life with Lori, and thank you for your presence, and I hope you have a great day.
You've been listening to Life with Lori on the OBBM Network. To be a guest or sponsor of the Life with Lori show, call 425-577-3050. That's 425-577-3050. Life with Lori is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network. Unauthorized use of the Life with Lori podcast is strictly prohibited.